This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study Numbers chapters 9 through 12, Leroy presents a practical way to keep from getting old and stale in our walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the greatest needs we have as Christians is to keep on learning. Henry Ford once said that anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. Numbers chapter 9 begins with the concerns of certain men that they would not be able to participate in the celebration of the Passover. What a blessing it is in the life of the church to have people who are eager to be involved in the activities of the people of God. All too often it's like pulling teeth to get people involved in some act of service to the community or occasions of special times of worship and praise at church. What a blessing it is to see people hungering and thirsting after God's Word and concerned about those things that might hinder them from enjoying all that is available from the gracious hand of God. We are told that our earliest ancestors in the faith, those who came to Christ in response to the apostles' preaching, were eager learners. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. A church filled with hungry souls, eager to learn and grow, is blessed indeed. During the years that I was involved in a ministry with cadets at the Air Force Academy, we had a team of about 40 guys, and they were all a bunch of very sharp individuals. But I remember a couple of those guys especially as eager learners. They were always ready, always eager to talk about the things of the Lord and to ask questions so they could learn and grow. I remember waking up from a nap one Sunday afternoon to find these two guys sitting at the foot of my bed, notebooks and pens in hand, waiting to talk about some aspect of their Christian faith. Now, these guys were near the top of their class academically and could have easily had a know-it-all attitude, but they didn't. And I've watched them over the years. That same quality of being an eager learner has propelled them into great responsibility and leadership in their jobs and churches as well. How's your heart for learning today? Are you still excited about the Bible and the things of the Lord? Or has it all grown a little moldy and stale? You know, one of the root meanings of the word disciple is a pupil or learner. In our life of daily discipleship, we need a continuing hunger to learn from the Master. The hymn writer said it so well. More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a group of grasshoppers who could have been giant killers if they'd only looked at things in the right way. Join us on Daily Discipleship.